Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti, legal briefs. And let's start, Karen, with Mike Madigan. His lawyers asked for 5 years of probation. How will the court determine what to do? How will they determine sentencing?
Well, yeah, the government has asked for a lot of time, 12 and a half years, which would mean he would serve about 10 years all in. But, you know, the judge is going to look at the federal sentencing guidelines, which are really more than guidelines. They really apply. So, you know, how much money was involved? And that's the question. You know, if he got people board assignments, how much is that worth? So that, there's going to be an argument about how much money was at stake. Also, interestingly, the judge can take into account the fact that Madigan testified. Why? Because that shows that he did not take responsibility for his crime because he got up on the stand and advocated on his own behalf, which doesn't sound fair, but that's the way the judge can look at it. So there, the judge can also look at the fact that he was only convicted on 10 of 23 counts, which, again, only, but a bunch of them he was found not guilty of, and a bunch of them were hung jury. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts here. There's a big range of sentences, and it should be a very dramatic sentencing process.
We'll find out soon enough. Governor Pritzker may sign a law requiring gun owners to lock their weapons up in Illinois. So I guess the question here, Karen, looking at other places where they've done this, is this effective? Has it stopped shootings, do we think?
It really has. I mean, amazingly. They say that 30 million children in the U.S. live in a house with at least one gun, and about 5 million live in houses where they are completely unlocked, which just does not seem right. But the statistics from all the reports are that if you lock up guns, you really reduce the risk, particularly of suicide, by about 78%. So if there's somebody in the house, including a child, who wants to kill themselves, obviously this is going to really go a long way in preventing it. And then it also lowers by about 85% the unintentional use of a firearm, whether that is an accident with a child or an adult. So these laws are great. These laws really are safe. I know that a lot of the Republicans are fighting it, saying it's unconstitutional not to have your gun readily available, but when you have children and when you have at-risk people, which this law also addresses, meaning people who have mental health challenges and people who may have a criminal record, this also prevents a person from having an unlocked gun. So I'm looking forward to this being passed.
It's up to the governor. Let's talk a little bit about the pardon for gangster disciple Larry Hoover. The president issued this recently. And what happens next here? Because his sentence, Hoover's sentence, 120 years, hasn't started yet. He hasn't served yet, has he?
I think he served, you know, a little bit. Actually, remember, he was convicted in 1973 of a murder. And while he was imprisoned in Illinois lockup, he was running and he kind of really got going on starting the Gangster Disciples, which, you know, spanned in 100 cities and 50 states and had, you know, somewhere between 50 and 90,000 members. So he basically started the gang while he was in prison, and that's what got him convicted and sentenced in federal court. So, yes, he has a sentence that he has to serve in Illinois. The only way he will get out of that will be parole. He has applied for parole before and been denied, or Governor Pritzker could commute his sentence. So, you know, this is now up to the political process, not the criminal justice process. And as far as I know, he was moved to Illinois to Dixon facility. So, again, we don't know exactly where he is or where he will be transferred next.
Finally, a Florida judge has halted enforcement of a law that would have barred most social media platforms from allowing young people to have accounts. Is this the end of this issue, Karen?
No, this is just a temporary blockage of the law that's on a temporary injunction. So now the case will play out legally, but that's a really good indication that the judge finds that this is a violation of First Amendment. And there are some other laws that have been passed in other states that are similar that bar minors from actually having social media accounts. And the judge basically said in this case, yeah, kids have First Amendment rights. I mean, they're limited, not as widely and broadly applied as adults, but you can't just bar children from having social media because it bars them from accessing information and from exchanging information.
More from Karen Cotty Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock here at WGN. Thank you, Karen. Talk to you again next Wednesday.
Have a great week, Bob.
You too.